darkness at thy speaking, it was done. For created light we thank thee, while thine ordered seasons run. Alleluia, alleluia, praise to thee.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is how our gospel reading this morning describes Christmas. This day that we celebrate, Christmas, is described again through the words of John chapter 1, verse 5. It is interesting, is it not, to hear Christmas described with the terms of darkness and light. In other words, the Gospel of John uses the term darkness to show that because of the catastrophic sins of our first parents, that is Adam and Eve, human nature is blind, human nature is dead, and an enemy of God. In fact, we read in John 3:19 that people loved darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. Indeed, the metaphor of darkness communicates that our world, our souls, our will, and our minds are fallen. They are bound in sin. The word darkness, it conveys the ideas of guilt, of misery, ignorance, and wickedness. However, the Gospel of John also uses the term light. It uses the term light in the Gospel of John when it says that the light shines in the darkness, the light being the Son of God, and that shining being the arrival of the Son of God, the arrival of life and truth into our world of darkness. Now, with all of this stated, the metaphors of darkness and light, as well as the very vivid picture of light shining into the darkness, it certainly captures what Christmas is all about. In other words, light shining into darkness is what happened when Christ came into humanity in his birth. Indeed, the birth of the Son of God is a ray of light piercing into the gloom of night. As we've already heard, the world was enveloped in darkness. Thus, we could say that the world was on Santa Claus's naughty list, which means that there would have been no reason for Jesus to come to humanity. No one on the nice list means no reason to bring good gifts to good little boys and girls. Furthermore, the world did not have fresh cookies awaiting the arrival of Jesus, no warm milk, no letters of kind words, no fresh-smelling or beautifully decorated Christmas trees, no celebration, and no pretty lights. Yes, for Jesus, the Christ child, there wasn't even room for him in the inn. Rather, when Christ came when Christ came from heaven to earth, he met a dense, gloomy, and hopeless darkness. This darkness of sin was like a thick, dense cloud. It was like a fog that does not possess light nor welcome light. Be that as it may, the light still came. Yes, even though everyone was on the naughty list, the light still came. Even though the darkness did not receive the light still came. Even though there were no warm cookies or milk, but only suffering and death on a cross, the light still came. Even though there was no room for the Christ in the inn, the Christ still came. While we were yet sinners, Christ came and died for us. Left to ourselves, we walk in darkness and we reject the light. This rejection of the gift is not the fault of God or the gift itself. It is because of our condition. Regardless, though, we see in our text that the light still came. The light came and it pierced the darkness. The light came and it turned blindness to sight. The light came and, like the sun, it lit up the physical universe. Undeniably, this light lit up the world and the souls of men. Jesus, he still came and became flesh and blood. He came to live among us. This is the heart of the Christian message of Christmas. This, my friends, is absolutely huge. Do you hear this? The Son of God became flesh and he dwelt, lived, tabernacled among us. This is truly remarkable. Christ as God and Creator is on one side of the line, and everyone else is on the other side as his creation. And then comes this most mind-boggling miracle and mystery of all. The Word, Jesus the Christ, becomes flesh. The Word became flesh. In Christ, God became man and still is. The Son of God himself, he took on this poor and feeble human nature. The Lord is eternal and all-powerful and all-knowing, yet he descended from a heavenly throne and became true man. Do you know what this means? This is not some theological nuance that is only important to theologians. Rather, in the words of an old church father, it means this, that God, my Lord, is not angry with me, for he is my flesh and my blood. If he were ill-disposed towards me, he would not have taken on my flesh and my blood. Indeed, God, my Lord, is not angry with me. My friends, the Son of God had every reason not to come. He had every single reason not to come. Yet he still came to enlighten you and me. Truly, Jesus came into the darkness. He took on human flesh so that he might free prisoners. He came into the darkness and he took on human flesh in order to calm the storms and feed the thousands with the very bread of peace. Jesus came into the darkness. He took on human flesh so that he might bless us with a strong yet gentle word. He came into the darkness, taking on human flesh to bring cool water to the desert's burning sand. Jesus came into the darkness. He took on human flesh to be the true Redeemer and make us one. My friends, the very fact that the Son of God came into the darkness and put on flesh when he had every single reason not to, it gives us confidence. It gives us confidence and assurance in the hours of our greatest doubt, in the hours of our greatest fear and pain and worry. It gives us confidence an assurance when the darkness attempts to intrude on us. Martin Luther once said that little is gained, yes, little is gained against the devil when we reply with long words, but rather when we are bombarded with the lies and the accusations and the filth of the evil one, we are to say this: I am a Christian of the same flesh and blood as my Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You settle it with him, devil. We can go on to confess this. You see, devil, for us human beings and for our salvation, the Son of God, yes, the Son of God, he came down from heaven, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and became man. This happened so that he might be crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffer death, be buried, and then rise again. This was all. It was all done for us. Take it up with him, evil one. Yes, Jesus, the Son of God, he came into the darkness and he became man for our sake in order that we might enter into great glory, that our flesh and our blood, our skin, our hair, our hands, our feet, stomach, and back might reside in heaven as God does. For he will resurrect us. My friends, as Advent comes to a conclusion this day, and as we celebrate Christmas this day, may we confess that Christmas is fundamentally not about us and our families. Christmas is not about the marketing and sales of our capitalistic society. Christmas is not about big family dinners or our family traditions, as great as they may be. Rather, Christmas is about the one who pierced the darkness. It is about the Son of God who came into the darkness, put on flesh, in order to suffer and die in the place of sinners, so that the Father in heaven and all mankind may be reconciled. Christmas is about sinners being given eyes to see. It is about blindness being turned to sight. Christmas is about Jesus and what he has done for you and for me. Christmas is about hearing Jesus and hearing what he has done for you throughout his earthly ministry, his suffering, his dying, his descent into hell, his rising again from the dead, and his ascension into heaven. Christmas is about the life you have in Jesus. And your life, it begins in his being born in Bethlehem. The Alpha, that is the beginning, and the Omega, that is the end. The beginning and the end, born to redeem you from death and to give you, gift you, life. Beloved baptized saints, rejoice this morning. Rejoice this Christmas morning. Praise the one who breaks the darkness with a liberating light. Rejoice because on this happy morning, your Savior pierced the darkness and was born for you. Jesus is the Lord and the King of glory. The angels of heaven sing of his birth. And now today, you, yes, you join with your songs of worship and praise. Indeed, the Savior pierced the darkness and came for you. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the one who pierced the darkness, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah.